say Ridgeview win over Storm Lake St. Mary's, 66-53, and now joined by Ridgeview coach Ken Slater. Ken, what a fun first half, especially first a quarter and a half for sure. Threes going in all over the place. Fun stuff.
I tell you, it was like a scene out of Pleasantville there or something, the way the ball was going in. That was nice to see, especially after Saturday, for the guys to come back and really put forth that effort and execute well. And guys were feeling it and letting it fly.
Yeah, you had 27 points total on Saturday, led 21-19 at the end of the first quarter. St. Mary's, they were hitting their shots too, led 28-24 in the second quarter. What do you have to say about the 15-0 run you went on after that to take control from there on out?
Well, we made some adjustments defensively and just made sure that we had, you know, the DeMars brothers covered all the time, and Broich, and we lost track of Broich there once, I think. But for the most part, we took care of the guys that we're marking and just tightened up the D, and good things happened. They didn't get any second shots. And we made every trip down the floor count for us there, it seemed like, in that second quarter.
Yeah, Eric Broich did have a nice game with the 4 threes and 18 points. They wind up with 3 in double figures. But how about Jackson Graff, 3 threes, 22 points tonight?
Yeah, he was kind of feeling it there. He told me he didn't make anything in pregame warm-up, so good thing he doesn't go based on that. He just hit that first one, and when he hits one, we usually know there's a couple more that are going to come, so we do some heat checks.
Who
with
says
him.
Pregame shooting is a sign of what's to come?
I don't know. If you watch ours, you never know. So just, you know, that's what we love to see out of him, and he's just kind of going outside, and then we kind of put him inside a little bit, and he got some things done for us in there, too.
And I'm guessing in the post with your height and getting second chances, you took advantage of that like you were hoping to tonight.
Well, when we walked in the floor, you know, we're kind of blind coming in here as far as what St. Mary's does. We just don't come across them, and I just haven't had a chance to go check them out before tonight. But just walking on the floor, we knew we had to get the ball inside, and that was going to be our focus. And we did a nice job getting the ball inside, and our post found our guards outside, and they're, you know, really worried about us inside, so they're just jam-packed on us, and the guy has knocked down the outside shots, and that really stretched the defense out a little bit and opened things up for the big guys inside. So great game from Noah Fromm in there and Ryan Curry. They did a nice job. Zach had some fouls early in there, so he didn't really get going offensively, but they're really focused in on him, wanting to take him away, and he fed the ball back out to guys all night long. So great, great teamwork by guys there.
And Garrett Lamp, your three-point leader coming in, had three of those in the first half.
Yeah, he was on fire at the top of the key there. And they made some adjustments on their defense, too. They went from a 2-3 to a 1-3-1, and that kind of changed a little bit of how we set up and stuff, so that shot wasn't there for him. But everybody else kind of seemed to figure things out and kept on going. He had a nice game, too. Logan hit a three. I think we had seven on the night. I'm not sure quite how many we took, but I think the percentages had to be pretty good for us there.
Mm-hmm. And pretty good free throw percentage, too, making 14 of your 19. So you get the win. Now it's 16-3, and just as important, nice pick-me-up after the sting of Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that game, we just try to get out of our mind as quick as we can. It's kind of nice watching the Iowa-Maryland game the next day and seeing that the same thing can happen to the number 16.
Yeah, you were telling me that earlier.
NCAA, they were, you know, I think it was 19-2 run there at the beginning of the game with Iowa-Maryland. So, you know, just some nights that are like that, and NVAO just really won that one, and it wasn't, we didn't come out like we did tonight, obviously, but their defense had a lot to do with that. But just a great, great therapy night here for our guys to kind of pick it up and get going.
Well, tomorrow you got our Weva game, which hopefully at long last will be made up. That will be a doubleheader down at their place, and then you'll close regular season play Friday back here in Shaler, taking on a quality Newell Fonda team. Be a good matchup.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to have to talk to my athletic director. The end of the conference run here, pretty challenging for us here. No, we like the challenge. I think it's great for us going into the uh, rest of the season, you know, to the postseason to play these top quality non-conference games. It probably works out well that our Weaver got moved here because it gives us a chance to work against them and Newell Fonda's quality teams that will help us get ready for district play.
I want to ask you about district since we're not going to be talking to you, I'm sure, until postseason. You'll play either East Sac County or OABCIG, and they played a competitive game early in the season, split with OABCIG. East Sac County, they beat Pokey recently on their home floor, so they're capable of doing some things. And, of course, got Icant Manning and Carroll Kemper up top there, and that Kemper team's really starting steamrolling.
And they play quality competition every night out in their conference. They're playing 3A teams and other 2A teams. So, I'm glad they're up top there with Kemper, that only one of those teams will get through there on that side. But it's a gauntlet of a district. You know, anybody can beat anybody in there, and you just got to come out and have a great night, play solid D, and execute. East Sac has really been coming on. I haven't really seen them play. I saw them against OABCIG, and they just had a full start there. And otherwise, that was a great ball game. And it was a 10-point game, and most of that, I think, that 10 points in that first quarter. OABCIG is getting healthy. And they're going to be ready to go next Monday, with their teams, and it'll be interesting to see who we get out of that. But we got to take care of ourselves, make sure we're in top physical shape and ready to take on whoever we got, and we're executing at our peak here.
We'll have a team we'll be following in the district final from that side of the bracket. It'll be interesting to see who emerges when postseason comes about. Bridgeview's Ken Slater. Thanks, Ken. We'll
talk
again soon.
Appreciate it.